Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's IBS Yeezus coming at you guys with a pregame episode for our Thursday night NFL game, the New York Giants versus the Washington Redskins. A couple weeks ago, this game probably would have been overlooked for just another NFC East game, but given the Cowboys' injuries, the Eagles' slow start, and a couple of just balls that bounce in one team's way, we're looking at something that might be a meaningful Week 3 matchup between two NFC East teams. I've got a couple representatives from each team calling in. We're going to talk about the game a little bit and get their perspective as fans, and then I'm also taking calls from people who might have questions about the game or want to ask the guys questions as well. But before we start, just remember that the platform is a part of the Iconoclastically Bombastic Network. We operate out of the Iconoclastically Bombastic Sports section. You can find us on Twitter at sports_IB, or you can also find us online at iconoclasticallybombastic.com. We do sports, movies, televisions. We even have IB music, so we have a lot of genres for you guys to check out. But the platform deals solely with sports, so let's get started. Let's see here. 874, is this Keys?
Yes, sir.
All right. So Keys is representing the Washington Redskins. He's a part of our group. I would call him a passionate fan, almost borderline fanatic, but he loves his Redskins. See here. Grim?
Yes, sir.
All right. Grim is my homeboy. He likes the Washington Redskins, too, but sometimes you can't really tell. is this Steve?
Yeah, this is Steve.
All right, what's up, Steve? Steve is of my news callers. It was actually his idea to run the podcast. I didn't think anything of it, but he was like, man, we should do a pregame. And so I was like, cool. Steve likes the New York Giants. We got one more guy calling in, Cody. Hopefully he can get in soon. You guys might remember him. He did the fan cast with me. He's very knowledgeable with the Giants. But we'll get started, fellas. Since it was Steve's idea, I'm going to start my first question with him. Excuse me. Steve, how important is tonight's game for the New York Giants?
Funny that we always, every year, going into we always go into this platform where we sit there and, oh, this is a must-win, this is a must-win. I feel like every time with being a Giants fan, I say that at least six times during a season. Actually, this is by far, I think, a huge, huge must-win for us. We can't go into the season starting 0-3, 0-2 in the division, especially having the Redskins coming into our home, too. I mean, we need to defend our home. It's funny because, you know, I've always said, you know, I don't think the Giants organization or is the type of organization that can – you know, their coach in the middle of the season, but I don't know. I mean, I think if it's a close game, you still got, you know, the whole we can't finish, you know, a close game, and then you got ball away, the Redskins come in and pound the ball down our throat, which I think they're going to. I think it's going to be up in the air. I think everywhere in New York is going to sit there and say, you know, Coughlin's going to be back on the hot seat.
Okay. Keys, I see the same question as the Redskins representative. How important is tonight's game for the Washington Redskins?
From a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10. Because given that Dallas Cowboys has lost their starting quarterback and wide receiver, it's best that we get all our wins early. Because when they do come back, it might, you know, crush some dreams of making the playoffs. So they might end up getting the clicking at the end of the season, even though it's meaningless games for the Cowboys, it might mean something at the end. So that last game might be pivotal for us to make the playoffs. But it's very important for us to win this game just to get 2-1 in the division.
Okay.
Cody, is that you on the 389?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool, man. What's up, Cody?
What's going on, y'all?
I'm gonna build off of that first question. The first question I asked Steve was how important is tonight's game? And I think you came in towards the end of his answer. But what I would like for you to answer for everybody that's listening, how do you think the Cowboys' injuries and the Eagles' slow start plays a factor into motivating the New York Giants to maybe give them a little bit of hope that even though they started out 0-2, a win here could possibly turn their slow start around?
Man, it's number one, it puts basically everybody in the NFC East at an even playing field. You know, the Giants, like you said, start off 0-2, so do the Eagles. Redskins get a win last week. Cowboys obviously start 2-0. But the injury to Tony Romo, I mean, you know, if they come out slow against Atlanta next week, maybe they lose some confidence, and the next, you know, four or five games, they just drop them. So, you know, I'm just really hoping that the Giants look at this and see that their season is still intact, even though they started off 0-2, and they come out tonight against Washington and handle business.
Hey, Grim, I'm going to ask you the same thing. Do you think that the Cowboys and the Cowboys' injuries and the Eagles' slow start has factored into motivating the Redskins coming off their win last week? Maybe they've got a better chance than people originally gave them to make an impact in the division?
I don't necessarily think that their slow starts are going to motivate the Redskins. If you can go all the way back to the off season press conferences. With Bruce Allen winning off the field, but we need to win on the field. He wasn't confident. Jay Gruden says this is going to be a year where we find out what we have. None of them thought they were going to win anything. One game is one game. It was the Rams, but the Rams aren't bad. But I think the Giants are going to be more motivated because the Giants always start off slow. It might not be 0-2, but they start off slow.
Yeah, historically, the Giants do start off a little slow, but I think the alarming part of the 0-2 start is that they've blown late in the game, which has been somewhat uncharacteristic of Coughlin and Eli in general. They usually protect the leads, protect the ball, and stuff like that. So I think people are just a little confused what's going on there. But the next question I'm going to ask might be getting a little ahead of ourselves. But I want to know how you guys feel about this chance.
Before, let me piggyback on what you were just saying. I don't know if anybody else has seen this, but I just saw the stat when you were talking about the Giants blowing leads. The Giants are actually the first team in the NFL history to go start 0-2 and have a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter on both those games, which I thought was pretty crazy that has never happened before, but we'll put that one in the record books.
Yeah, and I actually put that in the description. I said they're in the history books for all the wrong reasons. I saw the Cowboys game. I know there was a lot of fuss made about the end of the Cowboys game in regards to what the Giants did, but I didn't see the Atlanta Falcons game. Do you mind reliving that moment? Can you explain it?
Do we really have to do this?
I mean, I didn't see it, so I don't know.
Well, I'll talk about that. I won't talk about the Cowboys game because I almost broke my hand at the end of that game. So we won't relive that one. The Falcons game, I think the funniest part and the biggest part about it is obviously Eli third down, on a 4-yard line ready to score, and he fumbles the ball. And I don't know if anybody's seen the highlights of it. I know either Cody, you did, you posted it on the internet. But Preston Parker is so bad at catching the ball that he is wide open. I mean, there's not even somebody within 10 yards of him sitting in the middle of the end zone waving his hand, and Eli does not throw him the ball.
My niece could have thrown the ball to him.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah, my wife could have thrown the ball to him. but then my wife would have caught it, and he wouldn't have, and that's the problem. But that's why he doesn't have a job today. So he got cut the next day, I think, actually, from the team. He got released. But, I mean, that just shows you how much, you know, if anybody else was there, I don't think Eli even hesitates to throw him the ball. I mean, that's my own opinion, mm-hmm. but.
I agree.
I guess if we could characterize the Giants' woes, they would be self-inflicted for the last two games?
Yeah, 100%.
I'd say self-inflicted, like maybe 4 minutes out of the whole season. You know?
Yeah, I'm on the IB.
Okay. All right, well, I mean, it explains a lot, and I saw that screenshot of the Preston kid wide open, but I didn't understand what was going on. Like I said, I didn't catch the game. So, I mean, that explains a lot, though. And if especially somebody like Eli, he needs to build that trust in his players that he, you know, because he's not going to win the game with his legs. So in that situation, he's got to pass the ball. And if he can't trust you to catch it, and you're that wide open, and he doesn't throw you the ball.
Hey, Eli has more rushing yards than DeMarco Murray right now. That's all I got to say.
Hey, Allen.
Yeah, and that's
more,
a fact.
Hey, Allen.
Tom Brady got more rushing yards. But
that's true.
Well, then I'll ask the Redskins this question, and I'll get you to go first, Grim, and then we'll follow up behind him. For your team to win tonight, for the Washington Redskins to win tonight, what must they do?
On the ball.
Grim?
Yes.
He says run the ball.
That's all they need to do. Is run the ball.
Okay.
I mean, you got
run the
you
ball
have.
Go ahead.
So you have it right now, like, and I posted on your wall, Alan. So they got DRC is out. Too fast for the concussion protocol, but starting D tackle is out. That dude, if you watch any film on him. 2-3 people at the most. That's what stops all the runs against the Giants. Now, if you look back on the last two games, they went up against a rookie who does not know how to run the ball yet. And Cowboys, obviously, they don't have anything like DeMarco right now. They have a third-year guy that was behind DeMarco the whole time, has 48 career carries in the NFL. You can say they have a good rushing defense. I think they have the top. I think they're number two in rushing defense at 68 yards a game. But they haven't gone up against the monster. They have not done anything yet.
All right. So my question to the Redskins fans is: Who's the monster that we're referring to?
What's the question?
What's his name? Jones?
It's the two-headed monster. Jones is the monster right now, but Alf will come back and do something crazy, too.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that.
So you guys don't see any conflict with who takes the most carries?
No, I don't see it.
No. If you look at it, so Matt Jones carried the load second and third quarter mostly. So he got his, and then they put Alfred in the fourth quarter. How many snaps did Alfred see? Probably.
Yeah,
15,
I think they both had
15 snaps. Alfred, say he got 9 in the fourth quarter. He had 10
uh-huh.
the first half. Matt Jones had the hot hand. They stayed with him. Alfred Morris is coming in as if he just got done with warm-ups. Fresh legs, mm-hmm. ready to hit somebody again in the fourth quarter.
All right.
Let me ask this just the Skins question or a question to the Skins. If the Skins did not pound the ball like they did last game and or well, I would say and win it. I just find it funny growing up in Northern Virginia and, well, now in Richmond, but having 95% of my fans Skins fans, it's just – it's a typical Skins fan answer being like, man, they're going to – they're, you know, the two-headed monster and blah, blah, blah. If they did not win and they didn't put up that showing last game, would you honestly be saying the same thing today?
Off of 135 yards and two touchdowns from a rookie?
But yeah. I'm saying if they did not have that type of game. Would you still be the same way?
Alford didn't have that type of game. Alford only had 52 yards. If that's our starting running back, you can't consider that a good rushing game.
Right.
I really didn't understand your question. What I think he's asking is, if you guys didn't have the results from your rookie running back, let's say it was an average game, say they both had 75 yards apiece, and you lost, would you still think that the game plan to attack the Giants would be to run the ball?
Correct.
It would be. It has to be. No other choice.
Okay. I mean, Steve, from my perspective, they threw
30 times and only had 200 yards passing. You can't win the game off of that.
From my perspective, as a neutral fan, looking at the numbers, because that's all I really had time for was to crunch the numbers. There's nothing special about the Redskins' passing offense. They're not going to overwhelm you. I can post the numbers later, but statistically, Kirk Cousins is extremely, extremely effective in his last two games between 0 and 9 yards passing. He's awful anything above 10, and then when you get to 20 yards, it's pretty much disgusting. I don't think he's completed many deep passes over 20
yards. So he's 94%. Say 94%, 9 yards and shorter. That's third and one, right?
He's effective at short yardage passing. I mean,
oh yeah.
We don't have
an Odell Beckham to take a 6 yard pass to the house. We don't have that because all they do is run fucking Deshaun or run Deshaun on stretch routes just straight up the field. So he's the only person that could take a 4 yard pass and go and just beat people, but they don't do that.
Looking at the numbers from the Rams game, that seemed to be the emphasis, a slow, methodical attack. I know you pointed out how many plays your drives took. Seemed like that made Kirk Cousins comfortable, made the offense comfortable. They had a rhythm. Whether that rhythm is a walk or a jog, that's their rhythm. And it looked good statistically. It was efficient. It wasn't necessarily overwhelming, but it was very efficient. And the odd thing about Kirk Cousins, too, when you break down the numbers in the first two games, the more time he has to throw the ball, the worse his statistics are, the worse his rating goes, accuracy, everything.
Yep.
So he's actually on average, I think, a top 10, top 15 per pass play. He's got about 3 seconds per pass play. But whenever it gets to a certain point, I think they were saying 2.6 seconds or higher, his numbers go drastically down, which is odd to me. You would think that a quarterback with time would be more deadly. So however you guys worked it last week with the way you attacked the Rams,
he's not that good of a quarterback.
Yeah, so I think that'll work. So, Steve, to answer your question, I guess from the Redskins perspective, they have no other choice but to run the ball because they don't have any other real weapons right now.
I got something to say.
Go ahead.
All right. Now, well, number one, I heard one of the guys say that our defensive tackle is out of the game. I'm not really sure who you're talking about because our best defensive tackle who stops to run is Jonathan Hankins, and Hankins is playing tonight. I know we have Robert Ayers, the end is out tonight, but he's not really that good in the rush. He's better on going after the quarterback. So I think, you know, we'll do good stopping the run. I hear you bring up, you know, we played a rookie against Atlanta. Well, he was out in the second half, so, you know, we didn't fully play him. And then saying that, you know, Dallas doesn't have DeMarco anymore. Yeah, I get that. But Dallas also has one of the best run offensive lines. So, I mean, for us to plug up the holes against the Dallas offensive line against the rush, you know, I think it says something very good against our run defense in tonight against y'all. Matt Jones last week for Washington had a good game. I get that, but he also played St. Louis. St. Louis is so up and down. We all know that they've been this way on defense for the last 3 or 4 years. And then week one, y'all played Miami. Miami still has yet to gel fully, you know, with Sue coming over in free agency. And Alfred Morris did have a good game, but, you know, you wonder, hey, they get a couple games under their belt. Y'all play them maybe week six, week seven, would it be a different story? And then I hear, you know, y'all have yet to play. And I'm not saying we have, you know, the best offense. I know we don't. You know, we're missing Victor Cruz, blah, blah, blah. We have yet to really establish the run game. But out of the two teams y'all have played so far, I would say we have the better offense. So, you know, y'all can run the ball. I get that. But if it turns out into, you know, us getting up to, you know, a 14-point lead, y'all are going to be relying on Kirk Cousins. So all we need to do is really get pressure on Kirk Cousins. And y'all saw, I understand this is last year, but last year when in week four when the Redskins played the Giants, Kirk Cousins had, like, one of the worst games ever. And he was coming off of one of the best performances he's had in his career that week three. So, you know, you see last week he goes, what, 23 for 27, a touchdown, 200 and some odd yards. But it's almost kind of like deja vu. We saw this last year, so it's going to be the same results as this year.
Hey, but right, you know RG3 got those first team stats that week too.
Don't make me mute you. Don't make me mute you. We got a caller. We'll get back to that. We'll get back to your rebuttal. Let me see what the caller has to say or if they want to ask a question. 370, you're on the platform. We're talking Giants and Skins. Who is this?
Randall.
What's up, Randall?
Why you leave a voicemail?
Sure. All right, hold on, Randall. I'm going to go ahead and let the Redskins give a rebuttal because I know you're going to be pro-Giants. Go ahead, Grim. Say what you're going to say.
Well, all it was, so Kirk Cousins didn't have a job last year. He was a placeholder. This is his football team this year. It's already been proven. He's not looking over his shoulder waiting for RG3 to come back from an injury. So it's that he's preparing properly as if he is the starting quarterback for the whole year. If Eli Manning had someone behind him that was better than him, would Eli Manning constantly play the way he does, or would he try to force things to try to keep his job?
Did you just say RG3 was better than Kirk Cousins?
Last year, he should have been. But he got Wait, what year is this?
2014.
No, it's 15. You know what I mean? Coming off that 2012 season, he should have gone back to what he was. But he didn't, and he has gone downhill since. Then they brought in Colt McCoy. Kirk Cousins has been a third-string back quarterback for 3 years. Right.
You're not going to get much help from me on RG3 defending and Kirk Cousins defending. I think they're both awful.
I'm not.
But
well, I mean, you know me, Alan. You know I'm not defending anyone.
Yeah.
I don't even want to watch this damn game.
In regards to what Steve said, the only thing I have against the last year comparison is just, to me, it's too many different factors involved in this game as far as the momentum of both teams, the mental capacity of both teams, the injuries that they've had to overcome still to this point, and just player development for us to go off of last year, per se. Matchup-wise, the Rams are exactly what he said, inconsistent. But their defensive line is their best attribute for the Rams, and the Redskins kind of worked around that. I don't want to say that they outplayed them as far as the blocking goes, because the blocking rating on the Redskins' offensive line is still pretty bad, but they found a way to make their offense work regardless of bad blocking. And I don't think they're going to have to that same hurdle against the Giants. But that's just my opinion. Obviously, Giants fans don't feel the same. But, Giants, I need to get you guys to answer this question as well. For your team to win, for the New York Giants to beat Washington Redskins, what must they do?
I think that to win the game tonight, I think that we just have to get that offensive momentum going. You know, I mean, we've seen in the past when, I mean, they don't really run a no huddle offense, but at times they speed up a lot. If we can get the offense clicking on all cylinders like we know we can do, I think it comes out to a shootout possibly, and I don't think Washington can keep up in the shootout with us.
Alan, let me piggyback on that. I don't know if Cody agrees or not. I got three things that top three for the Giants to win this game. I think in order, number one, we have to stop the run. Like the Skins fans that's on this call, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, stats don't lie. I think they're number two or three in the league right now rushing. They are number one. Oh, they are number one,
yeah.
Total. All right,
yeah.
So number one total. I mean, they're definitely playing extremely, extremely well. So, I mean, number one, we have to stop it because we all know what Kirk Cousins is capable of doing. Number two, I would say on the reverse side, the Giants need to run the ball for one time in the last 16 years. Because our game is not any good unless we run the ball. Eli is not as good as he can be.
Eli getting first downs.
Right.
You see him.
Right. When Eli is scrambling, we have problems with our rushing game. When Eli is scrambling for 15 yards, we have problems.
Our rushing game is not the problem. Our defense is the problem. The problem is what's going to get down tonight is Brandon Merriweather. Does Brandon Merriweather play football against the Redskins and whoop their ass? Or do we sit here with his fans going, what the fuck is Brandon Merriweather doing on our team?
Right.
It's time for him to go knock the fucking helmets off and fucking go beat them and do what he does. It's our defense. It's the problem. Our offense
all
is fine.
All he does is get
Green is a beat. Do you see him coming out the backfield on a fucking Jesus Christ, man.
And I can't lie. I got to laugh, yo. I can tell you.
I'm being serious. My fucking middle name is Giants. My middle name is fucking Giants. If we want to fucking talk about it, we're going to talk about it. Look, Brandon Merriweather is our fucking issue tonight. Does he fucking go out there and hurt them and get suspended four games, or does he go out there and just beat them? He's all we got. If he doesn't play well, we're fucked. If we can't stop him. And we just can't. I've seen him backpedal two games in a row. There's no way we can stop him. Now, look, offensive-wise, what the fuck are we worried about? We got Shane Vereen coming out the backfield, easily catching passes, easily running on that defense. Easily, because they ain't ready for that. And then we got fucking Jennings. Jennings has been – he's on my fantasy league. That's how high I am. That dude runs, man. That dude runs. And then you got Eli throwing no interceptions. He's just got to make smarter decisions. But defense is the key.
I will say this. I would be very surprised if anybody other than Odell Beckham comes out on the Giants offense and just does what he wants with the Skins defense. I think
crazy. Are you crazy right now? Because we got to do.
I might be.
We got to do from Dallas. We got to do from Dallas, man.
Dwayne Harris.
Now look.
So do we.
He's quietly a killer. He's quietly a Redskins killer, man. He did it in Dallas.
Hey, I will say this.
Hey, man, I'm telling
Harris.
You. I'm telling
Dwayne
you,
Harris
dude. He's
last week,
the game plan. He's playing. He's going to play tonight, and he's going to play his ass off. Watch.
What's his name?
I'm talking about Dwayne Harris or George Selvey.
I'm talking about Dwayne Harris.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
My next question was going to be the X Factor. I was going to ask you guys about people we should watch out for.
Wasn't he on the TV show when he caught that touchdown on the 49ers? Who? Harris? Ain't that the same dude?
No, Dwayne Harris was on the Cowboys. He was a punt returner for the Cowboys for the last three or four years.
Yeah, the dude with the dreads. Right?
Yeah, Dwayne Harris.
He won the TV show.
He did.
He did win the TV show.
I think it was his rookie season when Tony Romo had the post too long.
In overtime against the 49ers?
Yeah.
It might have been him. I don't know. I thought it was that dude that won that little Michael Irvin show.
Oh.
No, that's the same dude. That's the same dude.
No, Dwayne Harris didn't do that.
There no, it ain't Dwayne Harris. It's not.
All right. Anyway, I think the X factor tonight for the Giants is Shane Vereen. We saw him last week.
It's Brandon fucking Merriweather. Watch what I'm telling you. He's gonna fucking go out there and get suspended four games for this one game. He's gonna go out there and get suspended. I guarantee it 100%.
So
he's gone.
We've got
blow your guts off, dude, because he's gonna fucking blow them, dude. Watch. He's gonna
if you're basing your win on Brandon Merriweather, you might as well just hand in your key card.
Gotta make tackles, and he's gotta make tackles. We have no DCR. He has got to play. He's gotta play. He's gotta rock this team that didn't want him. He already said he's gonna rock this team that didn't want him. I just need him to get suspended after this game. Let's go ahead and make these official hits. He's going
to
get suspended. It's coming tonight.
He's got to come down to the box because the ball ain't going no further than 9 yards on the pass.
he can't throw it that deep. I don't know what y'all are looking for.
Get ready to fucking knock Reed out. Like, Reed's going to be, like, through the middle. I just see a problem. I see Brandon Merriweather probably getting suspended for a hit on Reed. I can already call it, man. He's going to go through the middle. He's going to catch the ball. He's going to be, like, 14 yards deep. He's going to catch it, and fucker's going to just come from his blind side and just knock him out. He's just going to be like, well, but we got what we could out of him. We got what we could out of him. I do love him for the fact he's been playing. He's been playing, but he already said he's going after the Redskins.
He has actually been playing as far as his grades go, he's been playing better than he
did
last
year. He's the best person we've had.
Can we get your input? Who do you think tonight's X factor is for the Washington Redskins? I guess Keith isn't there. Grim, who do you think tonight's X factor is for Washington Redskins?
I'm gonna say the defensive line. I have faith that the three cornerbacks being together for the first time this season, Odell's gonna get his. But I think the defensive line getting at least a little bit of pressure on Eli. I mean, you can say we have one of the best defenses in the league.
That's
we have not pressured the quarterback once. You know what I mean?
That's
a
good call. I will say you get a lot of quarterback hurries, but you don't get a lot of sacks.
No. I think we got one by Stephen Pia.
Who's D'Angelo? Who's D'Angelo on?
I heard.
Is he on Odell?
I think they're going to throw the base defense and just let Odell goes where he want to go.
All right. What I heard is
we've got another caller. I'm going to see who this is. 678, you're on the platform talking Giants and Skins. Who is this?
RC? This is the commish.
Oh, God.
What's up, gentlemen?
Cowboys fan.
I was driving somewhere and just wanted to check in with you. Who you got on here? You got Keys. Who else?
Keys, my friend Grim. We got Steve, Cody, and Randall. Randall's on the
show. You got a whole bunch of Cowboys. I mean, some giant fans. Goodness. Are y'all dressed in black for the funeral tonight? Or what's going on?
Oh, my. This dude right here.
What's going on, boy?
Hey,
I actually think y'all going to win. Even though I'm a little nervous about the Redskins, like, I think y'all are going to win because sometimes it's just the team's back against the wall and they give them that game.
Because y'all play them 2 times in 6 weeks.
Y'all are
don't be nervous if y'all play them 2 times in 6 weeks. Don't be nervous for us. We're good.
No. I'm not nervous for you. I'm nervous that they're going to be decent. I'm nervous that they're more physical. Like, they're playing the brand of football that works. They're more physical. They're running the ball. Defense is tougher. Like, I don't want them to be good. Do you know what the page is going to be like if they're good? So, I don't want them to be good.
I see you killing me, man.
Worried.
I might ask for anybody to be good. I'll tell you what.
Hey, hold on. This is all your ass. He's on here for real?
Hey, hold on.
The commish, man. What does that mean?
Yo, I thought this was Cody Atkins, man.
Cody Atkins talked with a twang. He talked like this.
Yeah, he do talk with a
twang.
Twang.
Man, y'all have to talk about my Native American buddy.
Ronnie, he's
Ronnie,
a Kenny. He's like a Kenny. He got that Kenny Chesney, George Strait thing going on.
Make sure you close the front door behind you.
Since you're on, can I ask you a question? Do you think that Coughlin is coaching for his job tonight?
Do I think that who? Coughlin? The whole season,
I'll be honest now. I mean,
the Giants are weird anyway because I believe they could go 0-4, and if the Cowboys stuck it up and the division was 8-8, I believe they still could have a shot at 8-8. Like, I think no matter what, they're going to end up going. But he is coaching for his job. I believe they didn't renew him. He's getting older. The Mara family is very classy. They don't like to fire people, but at some point, if they go 4 straight years without making the playoffs, I don't see him coming back. I don't see him coming back. I would think he's coaching for his job, but that seems to be where he's at his best. So I think the Giants are going to give their best shot tonight.
They ain't got no choice.
They
don't have no choice. And Tom Coughlin's not coaching for a job he's not going to have after next year anyway. Super Bowl or bust, he's out.
I mean, y'all might make another run.
Gone,
again.
Man.
I mean, I hope not.
Super Bowl or bust.
I got a funny feeling McAdoo's coming.
Your defense is just not. The defense hasn't been able to be rebuilt yet. It's just not. That's part of it. I mean, your offense
has
to be what it is. Your defense is just not. It's not there. That's part of the problem.
It's the problem. It's a huge problem. I mean, it's
our defense is there for the first three quarters.
Your whole team is there for the first three quarters.
Hey,
that's enough.
And Eli leaves too.
You see where that's gotten y'all? Only team in the history of football. To give up 10-point leads.
We know already.
We know.
A lot of people get so upset by facts. Hey, I went on there and did a morning drive or afternoon drive and bash my own fan base about DeMarco. They were mad at me, too. I said, y'all ain't loyal. Y'all want to tease and laugh at DeMarco? And this man bled for you last year, and now he's on the Eagles. So, let's have laughs because he can't get a yard.
Yeah, he's on the Eagles, man. You don't have no. Let him bleed. He's good.
It's just laundry, man. It's why we're cheering for laundry.
I don't care who beats the Eagles. Both the Eagles are beating.
I want DeMarco to do well. I didn't want him. To,
I
mean,
I don't,
he got more than 11 yards. He got more than negative yards. I'm not trying to see the man suffer. I want him to feed his family.
I want him to do well enough to see not have to bench him in fantasy.
Hey,
man.
Gotta be Cody.
RC, man. Look,
I'm in LA, man.
The
podcast.
I got Ronald Glenn on here. He had his kids talking to his kids. I debated him. I'm not trying to take over. I was just saying hi. You still there, Alan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I didn't want to take over. I was just saying hi. Yeah, I heard y'all doing. I want to support you. I'm about to hit the bar, get a little drink on.
Man, he's trying to find a white girl.
Yeah, definitely.
Nothing wrong with that.
Definitely. I'm going to get – I got to stop by the food line and get some pumpkin spice. I'm put some on my neck.
No, don't put it on your neck. I'm the deodorant. I'm the deodorant. They got to make one by now.
Like a moth to a flame.
Man, I'll be up on that bitch with a degree on my neck.
Hey, Ronnie, I'm going to
do. All right, y'all.
We're going to get back to the game, though, all right? He dropped before I could kick him off. I really wanted to kick him off. It always makes me happy. All right, so look, guys, I asked a Giants specific question about Coughlin coaching for his job. I'm going to ask our one Redskin representative, because I think Keys is gone. Grim.
I'm still here.
If Washington, are you still here? Cool. All right.
Yeah, still
if
here.
If Washington wins tonight, will people finally let this ridiculous preseason go? You think people
nope.
will stop talking about it and focus on what they have now?
Never going to end.
Nah. If you want to find out, you watch the broadcast and see how many times they show RG compared to Kurt.
Yep.
That's so true. That is so true.
Yo, is Randall still on here?
No, this is Steve.
I think Randall just called back. So let me see.
Don't answer.
Nah. That's my boy. All right. So you guys don't think it'll matter whether you win or not? People still going to talk.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me? This ain't random. This is RC. You say you gonna kick me off,
here.
Man? Shoot program.
Yeah,
man.
Hold on.
Shoot program.
All right, good. Now I got my kick. All right. So let me see here. Because it's almost game time. I don't want to keep you guys too long. We talked about what both teams need to do to win. Let's talk about what your team needs to do to stop the other team. So we'll start with the Giants. What do the Giants have to do to stop the Washington Redskins?
We just need to stop the run. I think that's it. Plain simple. We stop the run, we win the game.
You said we stop the rush and what?
If Giants stop the run, we win the game. I mean, Kirk Cousins will not win this game.
Okay. Is that simple?
That simple.
All right. Redskins, what do you guys need to do to stop the Giants?
Make Eli throw the ball. Boy, yeah. Just let Eli throw the ball. He can throw interception. What he likes to do. Definitely not let them get the run going. Definitely not let them. If they get the run going, we'd be in trouble the whole night. As far as like Odell Beckham, we probably can't stop him, but hopefully we can triple team him and at least contain him. But I ain't worried about nobody else on the offense. And I definitely ain't worried about the defense.
All right. Cody, you have any input? Dang, I lost Cody and Randall. Dang, oh well. All right. I think one of the interesting matchups and where this game will be decided, and it's kind of cliche, but definitely in the trenches. The Giants' right guard and left guard and right tackle are shaky per Pro Football Focus grades and what they say they see when they watch film. They're rather shaky. The defensive line for the Redskins seem to feast on bad blocking. All their scores darn near tripled for the Rams game, and the Rams have a pretty bad offensive line. Do you guys feel like who do you think is going to win that battle? That's what I'm trying to get to. Who do you think is going to win that battle? Which team is going to impose themselves with line play?
I don't think the Giants' defensive line is like superb. I mean, our offensive line isn't A plus grade itself, but they have bullied the people the first two games, the Dolphins and the Rams games especially, but they did bully them in Miami. Their offensive line, like you said, they had to mix and match everybody. So you got legit starters having to switch over and kind of relearn the position all over again 3 days. So, I mean, you can't really put too much stock into that. Now, they're professionals. They're going to get it done. But 3 days, even actually probably 2 days prep, if that, and it was probably a walkthrough. You can't learn a new position like that.
All right. Steve, do you think the Giants can have better line play, maybe impose themselves on the Washington Redskins?
Our D-line? I don't think our defensive line is anything to brag about. I think what's going to be huge for us is Beeson coming back. Our linebacker coming back is going to definitely help out the D-line trying to get to the quarterback. And he's just such a huge voice for us and our captain. So, I mean, I think that's going to be the story of the game, is just him coming back finally after an injury. And it's going to just open up a lot more for the defensive line getting to Cousins and the running game. Definitely the running game will help.
Okay.
All right. How about you make sure Odell highlight? God, this dude is good.
Yeah, Odell.
I know. I'm watching it.
All right, so I'm gonna let you guys go and get prepared for the game. But before we go, I need final scores. Obviously, both teams think they're gonna win. So, give me your final score keys.
Redskins 24, Giants 10.
24-10. Grim, what's your final score?
Alan, you know me. It's time. Giants 20, Redskins 7.
God, you're the worst man ever.
I am. I'm telling you. That's what's going to happen, though. Right.
Man.
You're killing me, man.
Steve, what's your final score?
I don't even know how I follow up with that one. 30-17, Giants.
30-17?
Yep.
I got Odell on my fantasy team, so I'm hoping he does real well. But I'm going to go with, because the Redskins, like, they have a lot of slow drives. I don't think it'll be necessarily high scoring. We go with 24-21.
Who?
Just because you can't really predict the craziness that is the NFC East.
He's saying both people, so that way he ain't wrong.
Yeah, 24-21. Who? Pick one.
Oh, Redskins. Sorry, I'm going with the Redskins.
Dang,
you have to get buck with me, man. You acting like Randall right now. All right, but I'm glad you guys called, man. This is my first time doing this. I probably won't allow 7 people on at the same time next time, but we can always do a follow-up, just maybe like a 15-minute show if you guys want to come back and do a post-game show sometime.
I will if the Giants win.
The next day. What?
I will if the Giants win.
You better just do a Facebook post.
Definitely not tonight. I'm going to be a case deep by the end of the game. So I'll be talking like Randall.
Randall was hype, man. Randall, if you listen, appreciate you calling, man. Appreciate you guys calling. I'm going to let you guys go, though.
Brandon Merriweather.
Go Giants.
All right. Keys, you got something you want to say, man? You got something you want to say?
Well, just remember my score. Write it down.
I got your score. I wrote it down. 24-10.
What did I say again?
24-10.
There we go. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one, man.
Good night, guys.
All right. So the platform is, like I said, a part of the Iconoclistically Bombastic Network. You can find us online at iconoclisticallybombastic.com. This has been the platform. It's my first NFL pregame. Did the Giants and Skins on the Thursday night. Make sure you guys tune in and watch the game. It should be interesting. NFC East games are usually very entertaining, especially for people who are not fans of either team. If you watch it from a neutral perspective, they're always exciting because usually anything that can happen does happen. So I fully expect to talk to you guys in next week's rundown of week three, bring up all the craziness that happened tonight in the Giants versus Redskins. So we've got the predictions from some of the fans. Hopefully you guys tune in, listen. If you're on IBS, we have a game thread going, so you guys can join that and comment and post questions or anything that you might see that's funny or any helpful information for people who are not watching the game. Again, this has been The Platform, and thank you guys for listening.